Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast, an intelligent, imaginative, hospitable exploration of ideas that matter in contemporary life. And now, here's your host, Dick Staub.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another encore presentation of The Dick Staub Show, conversations with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers about their life, work, and personal journey. Today, we continue our conversation with John Stott.
The training of leaders, of the next generation of leaders, has been a very important part of your calling. For people that aren't familiar with it, talk about your scholarship program and the literature program and how these are aimed at trying to equip leaders for the church around the world.
One of the things that I've become convinced of in my travels, Dick, is that the seminary is the key institution in the church. All the church's future pastors pass through a seminary. That's where they're trained. And during that period, they're either made or marred. They are either equipped and inspired on the one hand or ruined on the other. The seminary is the place where pastors are molded. So if we want good pastors in the church, we've got to have good seminaries. And if we want good seminaries, you've got to have good seminary teachers. And in order to be a seminary teacher, you have to have a doctorate and you have to be a person of personal godliness and example. So what we're seeking to do through the Langham Scholarship Program is to enable future scholars with real leadership potential in these third world countries to get their doctorate, either in a European or an American university, in order to go back to their own country and teach in the seminary. And I'm thankful to say that we have an unblemished record in that all of them have gone back virtually to their own country.
How many years have you been doing this now?
It's over 20 years, and more than 50 men have now got their doctorate and gone back. And they are already exercising considerable leadership influence in their own countries.
We can give you more information about that as well through the toll-free number 888-JR-STOT. And certainly one of the themes that we try to sound regularly on this show is the importance of the church worldwide and what God is doing around the world, and the opportunity to participate in the training and preparation of leaders is a tremendous way to influence the shape of continents in the world today. And this is one of the tremendous ways that you can participate in that. For information, please call the toll-free number 888-JR-STOT. Every generation needs gifts to the church, and Dr. John Stott has been a gift to the church for so many years, and I go back to what you said about God giving you a clear mind and a desire for teaching that was clear, and I would say that that is an ongoing contribution that you make, and the idea of training up another generation, a next generation of clear-minded thinkers who can meet the challenge of their day is one of the greatest investments that can be made, because one of the great needs, I think, in American cultures, setting aside the issue of the developing world, is clarity of thought and a commitment to the mind and the defense of the gospel and the presentation of the gospel in a way that enables us to retain personal piety and yet go into the culture and have an influence in the culture, and this is a tremendous need. We were talking about the scholarship program. We didn't talk about the evangelical literature program, which is another part of the strategy for training the next generation. What is involved in that?
Well, one of my basic convictions is the importance of preaching. Jesus said, you remember, quoting from Deuteronomy, that human beings don't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's by the word of God that individuals grow, and it's by the word of God that congregations grow. But that means preaching. It's by the preaching of the word that the word comes to the people and they grow into maturity. But you can't preach if you don't study, and you can't study if you don't have books. And that really is our simple philosophy. I've been in many, many homes of pastors and seen their bookshelf with maybe a dozen books on it, you know, and I think of the thousands that most of us pastors have in the West. So the Evangelical Literature Program is seeking to bring good evangelical books into the hands of pastors and seminary students in order to help them in their preaching ministry.
What kinds of examples do you have of that actually happening?
Well, one very important one recently is that as a result of a big grant we received from Germany, we've been able to place a new Bible dictionary and a new Bible commentary in the hands of every pastor in Cuba. And they've had a terrific dearth, of course, of Christian literature for years under the revolution.
Again, you can get more information about the ministry of the Langham Scholarship Program or Evangelical Literature Program by calling a toll-free number 888-JR-STOTT or by accessing the webpage at www.johnstott.org. That's one word. When you counsel young students who are asking the big questions about whether or not they should be a pastor, and they're clearly wanting to serve God, and they're trying to decide where they should serve God, and you've talked earlier about the need and the gifts. What advice do you give young prospective pastors today? Because there are a number of them that are feeling like they've lost the confidence that the church is the place where they can really see God work most effectively and influentially.
I think we mentioned a little bit earlier in the program that all Christians are called to ministry. And you notice I didn't say the ministry, because if we say everybody's called to the ministry and refer to that as the pastorate, then we're giving the impression that the pastorate is the only Christian ministry there is. The truth is that the word ministry is a generic word, and it lacks all specificity until you add an adjective. By the pastorate, we mean the pastoral ministry. So I want young people to understand that although we're all called to ministry, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of different forms of ministry, and the pastorate is only one of them. I don't want to elevate the pastorate as being the major way by which we can serve God today.
What would you say the gifts should be that would define whether a person should pursue the pastorate?
Well, undoubtedly, the major gift is the gift of teaching. It's very interesting in Paul's first letter to Timothy that when he gives him a whole series of 10 or a dozen qualifications for to become a presbyter or elder or pastor, all of them are moral and personal except one. There is only one that could be described as professional, and that is the phrase, a gift of teaching, or apt to teach. So if a pastor has to have a gift for teaching, he's obviously called to a teaching ministry more than anything else.
Refreshing reminders, basic first things from the Word about the calling to the pastorate. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
This concludes our conversation with Dr. John Stott. Thank you for listening to The Kindling's Muse. If this program sparks something in you, I invite you to participate at www.thekindlings.com. That's K-I-N-D-L-I-N-G-S. Share this program, tell a friend, or just leave a comment at www.thekindlings.com.